All right, welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I am actually in Massachusetts with Dr. Eric. He is here with me, and we're hanging out at an event. So say hello.
Hello.
And we're just using my computer, so the quality might be a little bit below the norm, but we're excited to share just some of the insights that we're having here at this chiropractic event. And anytime when like-minded people get together, powerful insights happen. And so, Dr. Eric, as I'm here with you, what are some of the insights that you've had so far? And even just tell us a little bit about the philosophy behind chiropractic and the power of healing and shifting.
Okay. Well, a few of the main concepts would be that we heal from above down, from the inside out. So chiropractors make this into an acronym, ADIO. So, but how cool is that? We heal from above down and from the inside out. And so right when chiropractic started, it wasn't about the chiropractor that had all the power. It was more, we believe, that innate intelligence, like wisdom inside of ourselves, comes from a main source, and that innate intelligence leaves the body when someone dies. If you ask me, there's a scientific term of innate intelligence for more of a, perhaps a religious term, which stands for the soul. So here you have doctors talking about the soul and how it assists people in the healing of their body, and they use innate intelligence. And part of the philosophy also is that we feel like the power that made the body is the power that heals the body as well. So,
and it was really cool as we were driving down, we had some really big insights on kind of taking this to the next level, where, which comes down to some of the most powerful words on the planet and frequencies, which is love and gratitude. And with love, it was really interesting because when we try to separate the negatives from the positives experiences in our lives, we actually miss out on love itself. And it covers up the gifts that we're given. And too often, if we feel pain, it's because we don't see the opposite in the very moment of that pain. And it's kind of a deep subject. You know, it took like an hour for us just to get the concept. So we're attempting to share just some of the insights, and hopefully it'll trigger you to want to think differently and want to explore the mindset and just different philosophies, way of beliefs. Because the only thing that keeps us where we are is our way of thinking. And if you change your way of thinking, then you change how you actually act, which changes the results that you get. So here, you know, at this event, great philosophies, great people, great concepts. And even just this concept of love, where when two, there's always two opposing ideas in every minute and every second of the day. Anytime you receive a negative, there is a positive in the moment that that happens. And same with positives. So anytime a positive is occurring at that time, at that exact moment of time, simultaneously, there is an equal and opposite energy happening, or a negative. So the key is not to separate the two, but it's to choose to embrace both. And when that happens, that's when love occurs, which is really interesting. I think most of us growing up, we think that love is only good, and it's only the positive things. But in reality, love gets sweeter with the negative experiences that we have. And so instead of to avoiding the negatives, it's embracing them and encouraging us to have balance in our life of both negatives and positives. So that's one of the biggest insights I've had. And it ties into this innate healing, which talks about, you know, receiving from above and then healing from the inside out. And that is exactly how not only health is shifted, but mindset and how we create more wealth as we're sharing our messages. So any other thoughts or insights that you had, Dr. Eric?
Yeah, along with the, you were kind of describing an equal and opposite reaction. If you remember Newton, you know, as he was describing to every force, there needs to be an equal and opposite reaction to that force. And so if we're projecting love in the moment, that is, that will be met with an equal and opposite reaction. But if we're also experiencing hate, then I believe it was anytime you're experiencing any negative emotion, it is a cover-up of what's really going on. And that's why you feel the negative emotion of hate, because you are deliberately covering half the truth, which is that we're love. And so that's a powerful thing. These negative emotions that we have are actually reminders that we're covering up half the truth.
Awesome. So hopefully that just gets your mind thinking a little bit differently about negative thoughts and emotions. And we're going to end it today just because we've got lots of great stuff that we're going to actually fix and go eat some dinner. You'll be hearing this tomorrow morning. And just want to say thanks for listening. And also, if you haven't joined our Facebook group, be sure and join it. It's Enrollment Masters at tylerfb.com, tylerfb.com. And you can join there and put in any questions or insights that you're having about this concept of emotions or healing from above and inside and out. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you on the next show.